Bart's NHS strike first round of solid action ends, all out again on the 28th of February. London Socialist Party following 2 weeks of solid strike action by 600 workers with big, bold and angry picket lines, the Bart's hospital strike in East London has ended, for now. The workers, who provide essential services as cleaners, porters, patient food catering workers, reception staff, and security guards, work in the NHS on a contract, run by private company Serco. As well as fighting for an improved pay rise, 15% for all NHS workers, they are fighting to bring the contract back in-house. Serco has given the NHS Trust 18 months' notice that it will be ending its contract in April 2023. It has made huge profits over the years by driving down the conditions of outsourced staff and keeping pay low. Serco Group PLC had a turnover of 3.9 billion last year, but the multinational has eventually offered just a 3% pay hike. The staff, which include cleaners and porters, are paid up to 15% less than directly employed NHS staff. Picket lines have been huge, and strikers have been attending rallies at each hospital to bring the pickets together. The latest was a tremendous rally at Bart's Hospital on the 9th of February. The strike action has also encouraged more workers across the hospitals to get organized, and new reps have come forward. Socialist Party members have been down to support the pickets every day, and encouraged other trade unionists and campaigners to come. Other staff, patients, and passers-by have all given enthusiastic support to the fight. We say, bring services back in-house now. The Bart's bosses should be held accountable for the disaster which privatization has meant for the staff. The Bart's workers will start a further fortnight of action on the 28th of February. Socialist Party members in East London will continue to stand with them on the picket lines.